ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। तपस्वियों में तपस्वी,
हुई तपस्वी अमंग तपस्वी, हुई ऋषि अमंग ऋषि, में
ब्राह्मणों की सभा में
That is the Surya Bhai, Gada Surya, and he is welcome in this huge gathering. Accurate method of avyakt meeting is being explained by Brother Surya. We have come here to have a Bab Dada meeting. And definitely we will be experiencing a very good meeting. Since last 54 years, Surya Bhai is giving his services in this huge yagya. And also together with the services through words, he looks after all the three kitchen complexes, in all three campuses, every day they prepare meals for thousands and thousands of people. He is the one who has given his thoughts, his tips with the help of the self-respect to overcome physical problems, overcome mental problems. And also in the peace of mind, the program Samadhan that is broadcasted, in that he tells us very simple method, and this experiment which he explains is followed not only by BKs but also by non-BKs. In India and abroad, he travels to conduct bhakti. This is not a game of words, but this is the truth, the ground truth, that it is your earning of your whole life, that you share with everyone. Now please note down your frequencies for translations. English 105, Telugu 89.5, Tamil 100, Kannada 96, Malayalam 106, Hindi 103. Om Shanti. And now we will listen Brother Surya. He is in front of us and everybody is requested to take their seats and listen to the accurate method of avyakt meeting. Om Shanti. All of us, we are sitting here for those golden moments filled with the happiness of meeting Avyakt Bab Dada. Until the Avyakt Bab Dada's meeting starts, it is 3 hours and 30 minutes that you sit here before Avyakt Bab Dada meeting. So you are continuously going to experience Avyakt meeting. This is the meeting for which we were waiting since ages. At the path of devotion, we used to remember this. In the scriptures, so many things are written about that. We are very fortunate ones who has got the path of meeting Avyakt God. Those who have received the third eye to see Him, to know Him. So, little bit from today's Murli and today's message. Many children of Baba has come here. The ancient Rajyoga of Bharat is taught by God. Remember, those who are successful in yoga, they will be successful throughout the life in every field. I would say those who make the yoga very easy in this conscious age and experience its happiness, the whole kalpa of them will be successful, will be easy. It's a very important topic nowadays. Those who are sitting here, in that also, that they have their, in their families, in their personal life, so many obstacles are there. But they have get rid of those obstacles with the help of yoga. We have to get rid of all these problems with the help of yoga. The one thing Baba said very early, long back, and you had meditation that has started nowadays, the completion of the sinful thoughts, how it will happen apart from the yoga power, is the depression, insomnia, mental illnesses, attack of wandering souls. But one more thing Baba said, and pay attention, this is more important for teachers, because the teachers have to taught others. It is taking birth and living body is the very painful matter, and therefore most of the sinful thoughts are cut by this method. And one thing that Baba said, when the time of the destruction will come closer, quickly the souls will take birth and then the body and again take birth. Many children are taking birth immature because, you know, 9 months are there generally for the child to be in womb, but before time they take birth, and many are taking birth being a handicapped. So with the help of yoga power, we have to burn their sinful thoughts also and give them relief. Once or twice Baba has said that it is that you are doing the yoga only for burning your sinful activities, but the time will come that you have to burn the sinful activities of other souls, and that time has now come, and now we will do a very beautiful practice of yoga. Yoga. So our mind understands the language of pictures. You may call it the vision, whether it is a conscious mind or whether it is a subconscious mind, it understands pictures. Pictures gets created in the intellect. So create vision, picture of soul, of the Supreme Abode, of Shiva Baba, of all the five forms, angelic forms. The more clear the picture will be, the more beautiful yoga will be. So let us have a practice on this day. First of all, we will maintain our soul consciousness. So for a while, see your form of the soul, beautiful, sparkling in the middle of the forehead.
मैं बहुत Tejasvia.
I am a very bright soul. Supremely pure.
Swarajyadhikari.
I am a self-sovereign.
Mastak Singhasan.
And seated on the throne of forehead. Be seated on the throne of forehead as a king. I'm the master of this body and sense organs. I'm a king of mind and intellect. Have a deep feeling that I'm a master, and therefore my mind and intellect cannot wander here and there without my permission. I have the control, complete control over myself. I rule over myself. I am different from this body. I have taken many bodies and also left many bodies. And now I am in this last body. I'm in the middle of the two eyebrows in the forehead. Om Shanti. Today, everyone should have complete faith, not the blind faith, but the real faith each one has, that on this day, when it is the day of meeting Bab Dada, Baba's complete attention on his children. Few days back, you must have heard in Murli, it may be 3-4 days before, Baba keeps watching my ching, my special 8 jewels, how they are moving ahead, that is, what is their stage. And on this day, he has his eye over each and every child. And remember, the moment we invoke, he becomes present in front of us on this day when it is the day of Bab Dada meeting. Everywhere his divine power is spread, his vibrations are everywhere spreading. And therefore, in this meeting with God, we have to be absorbed completely. I'm reminding you of Baba's one version which has come only once in Murli. Absorbing in one's love is the complete knowledge. We know what we are going to receive, what will be the attainments when we are absorbed in remembrance of one. We can experience that our body will become free from illnesses. We will experience the help from God, beautiful experiences we will have, because at this time all of us need a lot of cooperation. So with full right we can call Him and we will experience His lot of cooperation. Each one has to experience the cooperation of Baba. Baba is mine and therefore I have right over Him. And so invite Him, call Him, and with the full right, He's ask Him for the cooperation. And you will receive cooperation. You know, you should experience every day. Suraj Bhai is saying he has experiences of cooperation every day. Such experiences where he was not able to do, but he could do because of the Baba's cooperation. So we can tie God in our love, and if we want to be absorbed in His love, the attainments that we have to remember. If you ask someone what duty you receive from Shiva, they will say, I received everything. But specifically you have to mention, you should have a list one by one what you have attained from Baba. See, Baba has given us a life full of happiness. All those who are sitting here, they are living a laukic life in the worldly life. So each one has tension. There are the conflicts because of the wealth distribution, the physical problems which are not getting cured. What is not happening in the world? The fear is increasing. Baba has given us a very beautiful protection. He has become like a canopy overhead. And let us get absorbed in His love for a few moments. Feel the sun of knowledge, Shiv Baba, above the head, a little above the head. His rays are continuously falling over me. Have a heart-to-heart conversation with Him. Thank Him. Remember what I attained from her, received from her, what I received from Him. Be absorbed in His love. He is the one who has given the truthful knowledge, and He has stopped our wandering, which we used to have since ages, since many births. Who would be the more lovely than Him? He is the one who has given us a new life. He is the one who is always a canopy of protection for me. He is the one who has quenched the tiredness of life after life, birth after birth. We used to say on the path of devotion, O God, who are You? We wish to see You. At least once You show Your form, who You are. And now He is in front of us. So to the heart's content, see Him, watch Him, look at Him. See above the head, that supreme light, that Satyam Shivam Sundaram is shining. Om Shanti. If you remember the attainments, those who can't meditate in the morning, those who feel sleepiness in the morning, can't get up, or whatever problem you have regarding Amrit Vela. So before going to sleep, Write down the attainments that you have from God, at least 10 attainments. The very big attainment is that we found the fortunate creator, one bestower of fortune. Second thing, the something that you were looking for, there was a search for something else also apart from God, and that is true knowledge. And Baba has talked today about the truthfulness, divinity. So he finished our search because he gave us true knowledge. He opened the big secrets in one single line or two lines. The intellectual ones are searching since ages, since birth, but that Baba has opened every secret. You should think those Rishi Munis, sages, saints used to search. They were searching from the scriptures. They used to think after reading all the religious books, and they come to know what is written in what book. So we know what is there in the scriptures, in the religious books. I don't say that in this religious book there is no knowledge. There is knowledge definitely, but there is no complete knowledge. Baba always says, if there would have been the complete knowledge, you would have been become the incomplete, but there is incompleteness. There is degradation, there is a flow of the vices. It means there is the lack of complete knowledge, and therefore all of us we should live in the light of the true knowledge. You have to think over it. We have received the light. If we have to go somewhere and we have been given the light, why should we go in darkness? Our life has become enlightened. Our mind and intellect has got enlightened, and therefore the power of truth. So you have to imbibe the power of truth. Baba has given a very beautiful title to this group. Each one who has the power of truthfulness, power of divinity, power of true knowledge, it is not a small thing. I always say one thing, and I am going to say you also, that it is a very small thing for us that the soul has come from the Paramdham, from Supreme Lord. We have taught to the small children also, but in the logic world, nobody who are intellectuals come to know that where from the soul comes in the liberation, where the soul is going to decide, everything is unclear. The Baba says, just like when you need the dough, and when if you make it salty, a little amount of the salt is needed. So very little amount of truthfulness is there in the scriptures. But through the God Himself, we have got the truth knowledge about the beginning, in the middle, and the end of the cycles. We came to know the true knowledge. Baba says, to be stabilized in your true form, you will receive the power of truthfulness. It is not that if you are speaking truth. You know, there are many professions in which they only speak truth. If they are speaking, they only speak the false. If they speak truth, they can't move ahead in their profession. So everywhere there is darkness, and you have a small deepak, small lamp. To what extent it will spread the light? So we have to imbibe the power of truth. We are going to establish the golden age, the age of truthfulness. Those who speak lie in small things. The two sanskars are very bad in the world. The one is speaking lies and the other stealing something. in the golden age, the life will be very beautiful. So there should be truthfulness, divinity. Many people don't even understand divinity. This word has become from the deity. Whatever is in deity, all the virtues, their light, complete purity, sparkle on the forehead, their face. If you are going to imbibe all this, means you are imbibing the divinity. So where there is purity in our life, godly intoxication, godly happiness, and yogic and experiences of yogic life, there will be the lot of divinity in the life. So we have to increase the divinity in our life. We have to also increase the power of truthfulness. Then the quality of our yoga will improve. Today it is definitely the day of meeting God. But Rajyoga is such a method. Many newcomers are there in this gathering, so pay attention carefully. Meet Baba every day. You can meet Baba whenever you want, wherever you want. Okay, let us. Now it is the time for traffic control. Let us go to Supreme Abode and sit in front of Baba. I am in the Supreme Abode in front of Supreme Soul. I, the Soul, sitting in the Supreme Abode.
आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज
become expert in Raj Yoga. Talk to yourself. when the God Himself as a teacher is teaching us Rajyoga, and the very easy method in order to become pure He has taught us. So I have to become, I will become perfect in Rajyoga. Everyone should have this thought. If we are weak in yoga, it is seen that many are weak in yoga. So you know what happens? When the circumstances comes in life and the body is attacked by many illnesses, the situations where you can't even breathe properly, lot of difficulty is experienced at that time. They definitely think that invaluable life, our invaluable time, we have wasted in waste things, in wasteful matters. So you should not waste your life in those, but you have to use your life in meeting Bap Dada, in meeting God, perform charitable act, perform actions of charity. Unnecessarily, without any meaning, we are entangled in the world. We have to ask ourselves. So we have to leave all those problems, this all the problems, dilemmas, they deplete the soul, they snatch our happiness, they make our mind wander here and there. Many people have the dilemmas, but they have created the web by themselves, cobweb. There are many Baba's children who are very clever and cut this cobweb. Nobody should think that Corona has gone, so things have become normal. No, after Corona, so many other problems are going to come, and therefore we have to make ourselves full with the power to face, the power to remain immovable, unshakable. This game is going to continue like this. You know, there you will be having a push and again normal life. Again a push, again a normal life. So those who are not preparing themselves, they will be experiencing lot of difficulty in the last moments, in the final moments. About Rajyoga, Baba has two things. Rajyoga means to be closer to God. Whether you make Him come closer to you or you go closer to Him. And the second is also a very beautiful definition. Rajyoga means that nothing belongs to me. Those who reach to such a state, they are going to become perfect yogi. Nothing belongs to me. It's a very deep definition. So mine is Baba. I'm going to share an event with you. 45 years back, there was a mother's bhati and Baba came in that bhati, and Baba asked those mothers, "You said that, oh God, when you come on this earth, you should make us belong to you." So all of us sat on the path of devotion. And the Baba said, "I have made you mine and also given one thing which you didn't ask." There was a very small class of 10-15 mothers, and Baba asked, and Baba said, "So you also listen carefully. Even I am yours. What a big thing that God will come." Don't know what they have written in the scriptures. They have told that He will kill the Hiranyakashipu. he will kill those who are under unrighteous path. So many things have been written there. The whole earth has merged in water. So nobody asked when the earth got merged in water. So where was the water? Then they talk that the crocodile incarnation of crocodile and the tortoise incarnation. It was not known to anyone that God will come and He will love a lot and He will belong to us. And the most important thing, those who have to do the task, that I have full right over Him. He is mine and I am His. I belong to Him, He belongs to me. Whatever treasures, the love He has, I have right over all of those things. So today we should tie Baba in the ropes of the love and invoke Him, invite Him here. It is the time to experience the love of Him, experience happiness. So we can talk a lot, but when we have to meet Baba, we have to keep ourselves very peaceful. Now let us have a practice. In a second, feel that I, the soul, have reached the supreme abode. Create a vision. Here, everywhere, there is golden red light. I, the soul, in this supreme abode, is sparkling a lot, shining a lot. A very bright, full of brightness. See, up above, and now create the picture of Shiva Baba, the Son of Knowledge, Almighty Authority, Ocean of Love, the bestower of blessings of liberation and liberation in life to everyone. Look at Him, stabilize your intellect on Him. Om Shanti. When the Murli will start, Baba's Murli will start, everyone should do. Those who have very good practice, they will definitely take a lot of happiness, pleasure. What you have to do actually, from up above, the rays, the powers of Baba is coming to me. And here down, I, the soul, lifting Baba's version. Every now and then, we have to do this practice. Many can do it many times, and others can do a few times. From Baba's Murli, the secrets will be, you can catch the secrets. To understand the secrets that Baba tells in The Murli, the cleanliness of the mind and intellect is necessary. One more thing today, we have to pay attention in the confidence is definitely we experience happiness. But we can fulfill our apparent with blessings too. Many don't even know about the blessing. They think that whatever comes in the Murli is the blessing. That is the blessing that Baba has given. But to what extent we have taken it? Those who have received the blessings from Baba in the coming time, with the help of those blessings, they will be able to remove the problems of others. This is a very beautiful Baba's version. Blessings have the power to turn the fire into water. So you have to receive blessings, but the blessings will come into those intellects, those who have cleaned their intellect. Now, the thing that I was telling you, that you have to do one thing, you have to create one thought. Whether I have to fill in my intellect jealousy, the devilish traits of others, the vices, the sexlust, the anger, and the worries, and the problems, or I had to fulfill my intellect with powers, with blessings. God Himself should come into our intellect, so intellect should be very clean and clear. Everybody said, we also said on the path of devotion that God is everywhere. Is it that Baba, the God sits in the dirty filth, in a filth, in the dirty places? So if intellect is not clean, Baba cannot sit there. So you should decide, what should I have in my life? Should I keep the devilish? Should I need the devilish traits? No. Why I have hold in the problems of others in the temple of my mind? The divine intellect, where we can fulfill it with the treasure store of peace. Limitless pleasures can be stored in that. Why we are filling that intellect with the filth? So we have to think over it. I don't have the knowledge, awareness about the time. Don't I want to receive everything from Baba? I remember Shrivai saying that I remember of Baba's version, line, very beautiful. We keep on listening from the Sakamulis also. Baba used to be in front. He says, child, whatever you want from me, take from me. See, what a beautiful thing it is. On the path of devotion, we used to bring our two hands closer and pray Him. We don't even know whether He is listening or not. But the same God is coming in front of us in the conscious age, and He Himself is telling, whatever you wish, whatever you want, you can take from me. So these are Baba's versions. And this can become the experience of you, that in the morning Shiv Baba is in the form of innocent Lord. He is pleased one at that time. He is pleased with us. He is ready there to give everything that He has. But it is our turn that we have to get from Him. And the another Baba's version about the blessings is, blessings can sit in the intellect of those who remain, stay in godly intoxication for a long period. You have the intoxication. Who comes to us? Who teaches us? You know that Janki, in her last year, Sambas, when she didn't remember anything, she couldn't speak, but still she used to say, who am I? Who I belong. So an alaukik intoxication was there inside her. Who am I? There's a big list in the answer. And whom do I belong? Again, in the answer, there's a big list. So let us again do a practice. The one whom the world is looking for, whom the world is looking for. And the nature is ready to follow the directions of the God. Baba has said many times, God can make this world golden age in a second, but Baba don't do because he wants to get this work through the with the help of his children. So he is with us. So surrender everything, whether it is a worry, problems, whatever, everything you have to surrender him and receive everything from him. You will say, if we say, Baba, everything belongs to you, and from up above, we can hear the words from Baba that everything belongs to you, child. So let us do once more a practice. Baba will come to everyone today. And he will keep his hand of blessings over each one's head. Take your intellect to the supreme abode.
प्यार से अपने खुदा दोस्त को निमंत्रण दें.
Extend a cordial invitation to God, your friend. O bestower of fortune,
Jagat Niyanta,
O ruler of the world,
sabhi ko dukhon se mukt kar,
O remover of the sorrows of
everyone,
O God, you shower your pure love over on us. O God, come down. In order to meet you, we have spread our eyes. Please leave your abode and come to us, God. Listening the loveful invitation of children, Bap and Dada, both through the path of sky, is coming down. See up above with the help of your third eye. Bap and Dada spreading their divine light, coming down. Now he is in front of me. See Bap Dada in front of you. It is not an ordinary form. From each and every organ, the brightness is emerging out. The sparkle is emerging out. Around him there is a very, very bright aura.
Baba
is giving me drishti.
Apna vardani haath.
He has kept his hand of blessings over my head. And he said, child, whatever you wish, you can ask, you can receive from me. Whatever you wish. So receive from him the power, the blessing that you wish. And while giving drishti, Baba went back to his abode. Om Shanti. From today onwards, everyone should have this very beautiful thought while listening the murli, or now, or during the bhog. We have to bring a special change in our life. It may be that someone has the nature of angry, they get angry very soon, they talk a little bad words, have some samskar which are not good but bad, having the negative feelings for others. So each one has to change at least one thing. And on the basis of my experience, I'm going to say that in this world, those human beings are very happy. In the world, those who have this thought inside or who have this drishti that everyone is happy. But those who think that these people of this religion, the people of that religion, they are good or bad, they are not good, they are bad, they cannot be happy. So to bring a change, you have to remember that I have to change the quality of thoughts and the life will change, everything will change. We have to change thoughts. A person gets angry, he thinks, oh, it is necessary to get angry, but the other things, the other person thinks, no, anger is a fire, I don't want to get angry. So the moment you change your thought, your life will change. So we, the souls of Baba, we souls, the children of Baba, are very beneficial to the whole world. This is a very beautiful awareness that the flow of each and every thought of ours goes to the each and every soul of the world. The effect of our divinity, effect of our elevated actions, effect of our yoga vibrations reaches to each and every soul of the world, because we are under the Kalpa Vriksha, the tree of humanity. Whatever we are thinking, the flow of that is spreading in the whole world. Keeping this in mind, we should think very good. If we think negative, that flow also will go to far and wide, and therefore we have to think only that which is going to benefit the whole world, which is going to remove the sorrows and the sadness of the human beings in the world. Okay, let us once again have a powerful yoga. We will experience seed stage, I the soul in supreme abode, and Baba's rays, powerful rays, are merging into me, the soul.
me.